One of the country's most secretive and important military facilities, which supports American and Australian submarines, could soon be guarded by private security personnel. The Defence Department's preparing to dump a long-standing contract with the Federal Police to provide protection for the Harold E. Holt Naval Communications Base in Western Australia. Defence correspondent Andrew Green has the story.
Since the 1960s, a high-tech communications centre in the remote northwest of Western Australia has helped pass messages between Australian and American command centres and their naval assets operating in the Indian and Pacific Oceans.
The separate needs of Australia and the United States are provided for by the joint United States-Australia Naval Communications Station, Harold E. Holt, at Northwest Cape.
For years, the secretive facility just outside the town of Exmouth has been protected by a contingent of AFP officers. But now, correspondence obtained by the ABC reveals Defence is examining other options. A letter sent last week by the head of the AFP's Western Central Command informs members that their station in Exmouth will soon close as the department moves to a private security provider early next year.
It's unclear why the government would want to move away from using the AFP, considering that we have the highest level of accountability and integrity, especially when you compare it to some of the dodgy security companies that are around.
Alex Caruana is the president of the Australian Federal Police Association. He's written to the Defence Minister demanding that sworn protective service officers, or PSOs, be kept.
The PSOs that are there are very, very skilled, have very high levels of integrity, and they understand the business that are to be there. They've got more training, more powers than a standard police officer.
Defence has not responded to the ABC's request for comment, but a senior figure inside the department has acknowledged the decision to move to private security arrangements could soon be overturned. The ABC has been told American officials have expressed concerns, although the US embassy is not commenting publicly. Gordon Flake is the CEO of the Perth US Asia Centre at the University of Western Australia and says he'd be surprised by any downgrading of security arrangements.
It's an area which is a sparse population, but also very sparse security presence.
Even if federal police are no longer stationed there, he believes the Harold E. Holt Naval Facility will become increasingly important.
We're at a phase right now, if you look at the Defence Strategic Update, you look at the changing security environment in the world, where Australia should be strengthening its position in its northern and western approaches, and that includes the area around Exmouth where we have existing facilities.
Gordon Flake from the Perth US Asia Centre at the University of Western Australia, ending Andrew Green's report.